Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind, just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris podcast.
Podcast.
Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris podcast.
Good day to you all.
Yep, I agree. That's
we're at episode 8.
That's from both of us.
Thanks for continuing to listen.
Let me fix that and say we're at episode 7.
Sorry, I'm not the guy behind the computer. I don't know. Those who went into this podcast saying, I'm going to listen to episode 7, and then when you heard me say 8, you freaked out. I apologize.
I'd like to think it was people, but it was probably no one. The new year is long past. Well, like New Year's Eve was long past.
Yes, we are aware of that.
Okay. Well, just in case someone is listening to this in like the future.
I believe they can see the release date on the podcast.
Well, maybe they didn't look.
All right. What do you want to say?
What I want to say is I want to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Ah. And you know what? You're 2 for 2. What's your secret?
I'm more than 2 for 2.
Oh.
I believe how many New Year's have I seen? Like, so 17, 18. I'm shooting 100%.
You know, a lot of people can't say that. What is your secret? I'm very curious.
Well, it's just, you just make your resolution really easy.
Yeah, but this year's was pretty awesome because his, and my resolution also, he shared his with me, and I didn't have one, so I just kind of pulled his over to me.
I cut it in half, and I gave Jeff a half.
It was to get this podcast off the ground.
Because we started talking about doing this like a long time ago,
yeah.
And we just never got around to doing it.
Now it's going. We're at what I thought was episode 8, but we're at
episode
7.
Episode 7, let me repeat. Episode 7.
And this podcast is flying high. However, our relationship is in a bit of a strain because of it.
Oh, yeah.
We don't really have very good conversations anymore because This is how a conversation with us would go. Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
I'm jonesing for some ice cream.
Oh, man. Funny thing about ice cream that happened the other day. Oh, wait. I'll just save it. It's an ugly topic.
Okay. Topic. And that's our conversations.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we're friends anymore.
No. And the best thing is we always go, oh, that'll be a good topic. Then we just forget it.
Yeah.
And just don't ever talk about it.
Yep.
Or it ends up being a crappy topic.
We have worked together in the past.
Yes.
At the wonderful Silk Recreational Center.
Canteen, yeah.
And now that season's over, so we're kind of going.
We're on hiatus.
Yeah. And we're kind of doing other things. You're trying
this. We're doing this.
Yeah, we're doing this podcast.
Just hanging out, not at the rec.
I sent in an application to volunteer at a camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I used you as a reference.
Which I appreciate. They never called me, but.
Yeah, and I really want you to use me as a reference so that I get employers calling me up and be like, yes, we are interviewing an Andrew Harris. And I just, oh, you are in luck. That is a straight shooter on your hands. You know what I've seen him do? Some people steal from the register. I've seen him put his own money in the register. He's just a great human being. I saw him. We were driving one time to work early, and there was a bird on the road. He picked it up, and he just opened his hands, and it flew away. He saved a bird.
That is, which isn't that crazy. I am known as the bird whisperer around the wreck.
You and me want nothing more than to get famous. Step one, podcast.
Yeah.
Hasn't got us much so far.
Yeah. Some people that I don't know are fans.
Yeah.
So, what's up?
Yeah, we're famous to those people. If you don't know us personally, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we want to get famous.
Yeah.
And we talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
The Jeff and Harris dream, our mission statement is
get
money without working.
Yeah.
And personally, what I'm going to do, and I'm thinking I'm just going to do little updates on the show about where my progress is at. I'm going to send all my videos to a bunch of different websites. Yeah, I'm going to send it to, not sell it. But I'm going to send it to a bunch of, like, I've already gotten one video on America's Funniest Home Videos. Very proud moment, by the way, me getting kicked in the face by...
Nope, I'm raising my hand. I realize you can't see me do that. But it was me. I kicked him in the face with a giant ball.
Yeah.
I didn't just kick him in the face.
And good time was had by all.
Yes. Tom Bergeron called me a bad friend.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm going to send it to Ellen DeGeneres. A bunch of video, kind of country fried home videos.
Oh, that great show.
Wonderful show. And a bunch of other things, and see if I get any fame, you know, being an internet sensation. I would love it. And you have your own kind of goal.
Oh, my goal. Mine's not. See, I don't care about the being the famous part. I just want money with doing minimal amount of work. And I just, you know, I think of things that'll be, oh, that'd be good. Maybe I could do that. Like, I thought for a while, like, man, I could do a web comic. Bad news is, can't draw. That's a drawback. But I do have an idea for webcomics. If you can draw, let me know. If you'd like
partnership
to
of a lifetime, right?
Business
there.
Here. But the other day, I was getting gas at co-op. I needed some gas so we could get to a movie. And I was just all the self-serve pumps are taken, which I usually do, but I decided to go to WeServe, and the girl was just pumping gas, and after she finished, I went and paid, and as I was walking out, I said, keep your pump hand strong, as opposed to...
Just wonderful.
Just keep your pimp hand strong. And I sent that as a shirt idea to snorgtees.com. So if you see a shirt that come up there with a gas nozzle with gas coming out, it just says, keep your pump hand strong. That was all me. And I found out that if they do use it, I get $150 and a free shirt.
So all you got to do is
send
in
like 1,000 more of those.
Yeah, and then we're in the clear.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be perfect.
Oh no, guess what we forgot to do last time?
Turn off my stove?
Nope.
This is another Jeff and Harris Top 5 Times 2.
Topic number 1, Top 5 Dinosaurs.
Quickly followed by Topic 2, Top 5 Eating Utensils.
5, T-Rex.
5, Triceratops.
4, Pterodactyl.
4, Velociraptor.
3, Brontosaurus.
3, Velociraptor again.
2, Spinosaurus.
2, Ankylosaurus.
1, Dinosaurs.
1, Velociraptor for the hat trick.
I don't think you can do that.
Have you seen Jurassic Park? Velociraptors can do anything they want. Moving on. 5, spoon.
5, fork.
4, chopsticks.
4, knife.
3, the edge of the box of McDonald's deep fries.
3, toast/buns.
2, skewers.
2, spork.
1, hands.
1, the wooden spoon that comes with those little cups of ice cream.
Oh man, I love those things.
Oh, me too.
This is another Jeff and Harris Top 5 Times 2.
I don't understand the game of craps.
Oh yeah, it's a strange game. I mean, we like to go to the casino every once in a while, throw down big cash on bingo. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, but I do enjoy, from what I understand of the movies, the whole vibe of craps.
Oh, yeah, seems like a really fun place where just everybody's having a good time. There's like 50 people who aren't playing.
Oh yeah, and then, well, I think they are betting on them, but they're just not rolling. But I'm pretty sure you could just stand there and...
Well, I don't really understand the game.
I think those people can bet, but that aren't rolling. But anyway, I just want to be around for the positive energy flowing from those tables. Like, I just, nothing more I want to just be standing there, and just some guy in a cowboy hat with a Texas accent just grabs me under his arm and looks me in the eyes and say, boy, you're my lucky charm tonight. And he just buys me stuff. And you know,
puts
when they
his
just
hat on you?
Yeah, and like, and there's just pictures of us later just having a great time. There's nothing more I want in this world than that. We were at the bowling alley the other day.
Mm-hmm, with a bunch of friends.
Yes, and bowling, obviously. And the overhead speakers were playing music all night. And then there's just a good 15-minute period where they're just belting out the songs that girls
every
get crazy
girl
about.
Yeah, and so we thought we would take advantage and make a little money off of this realization. So take a listen.
Hi, I'm Jeff Knight.
And I'm Andrew Harris. And boy, do we have an exciting offer for you.
But it's only tonight. It's a one-time offer.
We have put together a box set of musical genius.
Let me paint the picture for you. You're a girl, you're in a bar, and you're shit-faced. And all of a sudden, a song comes on the jukebox that makes you scream and throw your hands in the air and sing along. Guaranteed, that song is on this CD.
It's called
Songs that make drunk chicks throw their hands in the air, scream, and say, "This is my song," and then obnoxiously sing along as loud as they want.
It's a long title, but not as long as the runtime of this box set. You get 87 hours of musical hits.
Hits like Don't Stop Believing.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
And Living on a Prayer.
Oh, this is my song!
There's too many hits to talk about in this small program, but there's others featured, like Sweet Home Alabama, Life is a Highway, Chicken Fried, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy,
and 800 other country music songs.
You're really getting a bang for your buck there.
If you call right now, we will double your offer. We'll give you one box set and another free Just Pay the Handling.
Yep. And you can give that second identical box set to your drunk, ugly friend.
You get all this for the low price of 3 easy payments of $1.07.
And if you don't have $1.07, send in an IOU in a stamp envelope.
We're practically giving these away.
Call now, and you'll also receive our other box set, Songs That Make Guys Say,
"Oh, yeah!" Oh, yeah!
Yes! I was just thinking about this song. Dude, I need a fist bump bad.
You got it.
Cha-ching.
Call now to receive your copy of Songs That Make Drunk Chicks Throw Their Hands in the Air, Scream and Say, "This is my song," and then obnoxiously sing as loud as they want. Today. Okay, last week you tried to have an opener for the rant.
Tried. I believe I nailed it.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree on that, but I figured this week I'd try.
Okay.
And go. Okay. This is mine.
Yeah, not going to be as good as mine. I'm just going to warn you right there. Whatever you did, not as good, but let's hear it anyway.
Okay.
Jeff and Harris rant. This one was better than last week's. Last week's was crap. Jeff, yours really sucked, and this week I've got to save it. I'm totally offbeat, but I don't even care, because yours sucked, Jeff.
Yours absolutely sucked last week. Now I have to save it. Cut the music. Let's start.
Well, that sounded like either a 1930s topless bar or the cantina scene from Star Wars. And then it ended in just you berating me.
It was a little negative.
Yeah.
I took it in kind of... Upon listening to it again, it is a little negative.
I mean, in mine, I thought I was very nice to you. And in yours, you just tore me apart.
Fair enough. We can work on one for next time.
I think we'll have to. This is becoming a problem. Have you seen the Olivieri pasta commercials? It always has something to do with sexy. It's always like the guy throws some pasta sauce onto the girl's shirt. She takes her shirt off. He gets pasta sauce on his pants, takes his pants off. Sexy is not something that I look for in pasta. I eat pasta because I'm hungry, not because I'm turned on.
Jeff's spelling is really horrible. One time he tried to spell upholstery, started with an A. Come on, Jeff.
I hate it in horror movies when the killer is a little kid and then the person goes into a dark, dreary basement and they see this little kid playing creepy piano and creepy lighting. In real life, if the killer is a child, you just go up and kick them.
I hate when I'm at work and someone hands me a really warm coin. Why are you holding that coin so tight?
I hate it when stuff's lame and then all of a sudden it gets cool, like sitting at the back of the bus. In the back of the bus, there's more leg room and there's no one behind you to cut your head off.
I hate how all the episodes of Scooby-Doo are pretty much the same. It ended up, they suspect this one person. And then it turns out it wasn't them, and it was usually the proprietor of said amusement park warehouse store. You've done this 50 times, check him first. And don't you shag his bait, he messes it up every time.
I hate it when you're in a store and you buy a bunch of stuff, and you just know that the cashier is judging you. You just plop down some motor oil, some pipe cleaner, some mouthwash, and some diapers, and the people just assume that you're making meth for a baby.
I'm genuinely upset that there's no armadillos in the province of Manitoba. They seem like they'd be the funnest things ever.
These days, every single thing in this world causes cancer. However, those little lightning balls and novelty stores that you can buy are still being sold. Something tells me that lightning is probably a carcinogenic.
I hate it when you have a sneeze and you're just looking forward to that sneeze and it just goes away.
Scientists claim that there's a hole in the ozone layer the size of Europe. Who do you think we're gonna blame? Iraq.
Nice. Good rant.
Yeah, good. Harris, when you text me, we've talked about this. Yep. A lot of the time, you never sound happy. You sound like either unhappy, depressed, condescending, sarcastic. And I don't know what it is.
Whoa. I'm going to stop you right there. I don't sound like that. You read it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. Like, example, I was in the States, and I was actually in Los Angeles, and I saw someone from both of our favorite TV shows. Like, one of our favorite shows, How I Met Your Mother, and I saw someone from that show, and I texted him, hey, man, I just saw this person. And then he said, oh, that's pretty cool. And I read it as, oh, that's pretty cool. And you know what I think it is? I think it's the period. You put proper punctuation on everything, and it's just lowercase everything. Oh, it's pretty good, period.
Well, it's because I went to school.
I got that. But, I mean, that's just how I just see you, just so unimpressed with what I'm saying.
And I don't understand what gave you this. You've known me for how long? Do I ever talk like that? Like, unless I'm, like, tired or, like, having a bad day? I'm not a depressed person.
I know, but recently you've taken leaps towards happy-sounding texts.
I thought of a good strategy for them. I just put exclamation marks where I would put periods, and I just put smiley emoticons, which I never do because I don't like doing that. But if it helps Jeff think I'm not about to kill myself.
Which brings up a new problem. When I read these, it doesn't sound like it's him texting. I just read this, oh, yeah, sure, I'll come over. I'm like, who is this?
You can't have... What do you want
from me? You can't be happy in my mind.
What do you want from me?
So this dream involves injuries of myself. I was in some sort of... I was at a cabin or something. And it was this... I didn't know this girl, but it was her birthday. And she said for her birthday, she wants to breathe fire. And she said,
interesting goal.
I said, I will gladly grant you that wish. And I said, do you know how to do it? And she said, yeah, all you got to do is stand about 50 feet away from me holding this bottle. And I said, okay. And she wasn't even facing me. But she just cocked her head back and just breathed. And all of a sudden I saw a flash of light. And then I was just on the ground. And I was really in a lot of pain.
And did she breathe fire?
I don't know. I blacked out in my dream. Mm. And I went up to a mirror, and my face was burnt, and I had cuts on my shoulder. So then I went to Walmart. And
as every burn victim does.
To get your burn victim necessities for rollback prices. And,
this is a life-saving rollback, as Darrell from the new Walmart commercials would say.
Darrell? Yeah. It's pronounced Daryl.
No, it's Darrell. He says it himself.
Okay, well... So, I go to Walmart, and the person at the register is like, what happened to your shoulder? And I looked, and it was really bleeding. So, what I thought was, she breathed fire, but the fire came out of the bottle, burned my face, and shrapnel hit me in the shoulder. That's what I put together in my mind that happened.
Okay.
And so, behind the cashiers with a bunch of trampolines, and people were jumping on them. And I thought, man, I would really love to jump on a trampoline right now. But then I went on an upper deck, like a balcony thing, at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And the side of it was inflatable. And then I said, oh, I will jump on the trampolines. But then I hung over the edge while yelling, I house homeless people. Which made no sense. The end of my dream.
That's the end of this episode. Thank you for listening. If you are not already a fan of our Facebook page, do that. And feel free to leave comments there or email us, jeffandharris@hotmail.com, jeffandharris.podomatic.com as well. All right, see you guys later.